I've been requested to speak at this reception.
You can translate.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructs that we should only speak of Krishna. So I'll speak in relationship to Krishna. But I must request you to please not speak while I am speaking. Because if we are to speak of Krishna, then it is not polite. It is against the proper etiquette to speak anything else. So could those who would like to benefit by hearing about Krishna kindly ask those who don't want to hear about Krishna to utilize at least a few minutes of their valuable human life in hearing about Krishna and stop talking. Human life is meant for understanding Krishna. There is no other purpose. So how can we link this to a marriage? They don't like to listen. Shrota vyadini rajendra nunam santi sahasrashah apashyatam atma tatvam griheshu grihamedhinam. Those who are stuck in materialistic family life, they don't like to discuss about Krishna. This marriage is not meant to be like an ordinary materialistic marriage. Traditionally, at marriage, blessings are given. May you have health and wealth. The traditional blessing is, may you have 100 sons. Nowadays, that would be considered a curse and not a blessing. People don't like to have children, more than one or two maximum. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has taught how we should bless. Krishne Matir Astu. May your mind be absorbed in Krishna. So this is the blessing that we would like to offer here. We can also wish you a peaceful family life. But practically speaking, especially in the modern age, it may be a wish only. We live in a very disturbed age. People's minds are so disturbed that even if we ask them to sit and listen for a few minutes of Krishna Katha, they cannot do. So how can people be peaceful? The life in the modern age is very difficult, there's no doubt. But nevertheless, if we put Krishna at the center of our lives, then Chetasa sarvadurgani matprasadat tarishyati. Lord Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita that by remembering me, by my grace, you will conquer, you will cross over all difficulties. So this marriage is not meant to be like that of ordinary mundane people. These people are Vaishnavas from both family sides. So they are not very much interested in material prosperity, but Vaishnavas are very much interested in the spiritual prosperity that comes from always thinking of Krishna. So Vaishnava family life is based on pleasing Vishnu and the Vaishnavas, on leading a life according to the principles of dharma in the mold of Krishna, who married Rukmini and 16,107 other wives, in the mold or in the fashion of Krishna, or like Bhagavan Ramchandra, who was Ekapatni Vrata, who married only one wife, Sita Ram. We have the mural here reminding us of Srinivas Kalyanam with Padmavati. And of course there are so many famous marriages in Shastra, Shiv Parvati. So remembering these examples, how the Supreme Lord himself lives with his wife, the Vaishnavas, they enter into family life. And a Vaishnava marriage is conducted for the same purpose as a sannyasi leads his life. A Vaishnav sannyasi is known as a tridanda, which means that he dedicates mind, body and words in the service of Krishna. But a Vaishnav grihastha who also in the family life dedicates mind, body and words in the service of Krishna is also a tridandi. There are many examples of great devotees in the grihastha ashram. The most famous in recent history is Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, who had 13 children, among whom was the great Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Bhaktivinoda Thakur was a responsible government officer, magistrate. He was also a very immeasurably exalted Vaishnava Acharya. Here in Chennai city, under the aegis of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, there are many Vaishnav families, and it's at that stage where some who one generation ago took up Krishna consciousness, now their children, having been raised in Krishna consciousness, are also getting married. So in this way we want to increase the number of Vaishnavas. There are two kinds of parampara. One is guru to disciple, and the other is by the family method. So guru instructs the disciples how to practice Krishna bhakti. Parents, they're also gurus to their children. So they also instruct their children in the principles of Krishna bhakti. This is ideal family life. Otherwise, without Krishna bhakti, in the modern age, family life is just like hell. People marry for happiness, but they simply suffer so much tension. They have so many anxieties. They spoil their life by watching TV. They keep some filthy dog in their house. And they have no higher goal of life. So Vaishnav Grihastha life is supposed to show a better example in this misguided dog and cat-like so-called human society. To show how even in this degraded, contaminated age, people can lead a pure life according to the principles of Dharma, with Krishna at the center. So, all those who are present are supposed to offer their blessings and best wishes. I am also supposed to do so. So our blessings conveyed on behalf of Srila Prabhupada and the Guru Parampara are Krishne Matirastu. Always think of Krishna. By this coming together of husband and wife, the husband should help the wife to think of Krishna, and the wife should help the husband to think of Krishna. And all other facets of family life will be there. There'll be residence and cooking and some working, how to bring in some money, all those things will be there. And putrate kriyate bharya, one accepts a wife for the purpose of having children, so presumably in due course of time that will also be there. But the center is Krishna. Always think of Krishna. So you can do that, it's not very difficult. You chant the names of Krishna daily in your home. Make that the center of your activities, chanting the name of Krishna. Invite the Vaishnavas. For grihasthas, an important duty is serving guests. So call the devotees and give them nice prasadam. You can also help with the mission of spreading Krishna consciousness by preaching in your local neighborhood, wherever you may live, inviting your friends and neighbors to come and hear about Krishna. You're very fortunate, both of you. You have, from your parents' side, bhakti. So that is a great help and a great support. So I request you to live peacefully, as peacefully as is possible in this unusual world we live in. Be happy keeping Krishna in the center of your life. There will be many tests and challenges, but remembering that everything in this world is temporary, we should not be too much disturbed by the difficulties that this material world inevitably presents us. And whatever happens, go on together chanting the holy names of Krishna. Study Srila Prabhupada's books. That will give us great spiritual strength. So please be ideal Grihastha Vaishnavas. The world needs examples of how people can live ideal lives. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. So let's chant Hare Krishna a little more. The more we chant, the better it becomes. So actually you can have a whole wedding ceremony if you simply chant Hare Krishna all the way through. That will make it most auspicious. Generally, after marriage in South India, people go to Tirupati. You're planning to go there? Anyway, where are you going? Mayapur. Alright, that's even better. So, the idea is that we'll get the blessings of God. But, if we chant the names of Krishna, we can have the blessings of God right here. So, it's most auspicious to begin your married life by chanting Hare Krishna. And all through your married life, together you chant Hare Krishna. At the moment of leaving this body, chant Hare Krishna. Eternally, in the spiritual world, with Krishna, chanting Hare Krishna. So everyone, please give their blessings by joining in, chanting these most sweet and most auspicious names of Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.